Come and be with your people. We are gathered here this morning and we desire your presence with us. Help us to open our hearts and minds to you, Father, that we may better learn how to love you. The Old Testament reading is Psalm 140, found on page 449 in some Bibles. Deliver me, O Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from those who are violent, who plan evil things in their minds and stir up wars continually. They make their tongues sharp as a snake's, and under their lips is the venom of vipers. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who have planned my downfall. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread out a net along the road, and they have set snares for me. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Give ear, O Lord, to the voice of my supplications. O Lord, my strong deliverer, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot. Those who surround me lift up their heads. Let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall on them. Let them be flung into the pits, no more to rise. Do not let the slanderers be established in the land. Let evil speedily hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord maintains the cause of the needy and executes justice for the poor. Surely the religious shall be thanks to his name. The upright shall live in your presence. The word of the Lord. New Testament reading is Revelations 21, 1 through 10. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne say, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, see, I am making all things new. Also he said, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the fornicators, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride and the wife of the Lamb. And in the Spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The word of the Lord.